Kuf Chav Vav, we said, if we start to internalize our brachos, which are endless and countless, and we're so overprivileged, that leads to joy. But again, it needs to be with concentration. We've got to think about it. If we just go our day without ever thinking about it, it will never be internalized. V'chalilu adam lachshov, shein dvar meilu tovim kokach. It'd be horrible for a person to think, it's not so good, all these things I have. Many people have good in the world. I could see, I could hear, I could feel, I have a family, I have my health. A lot of people have these benefits. What's the big deal? Ooh, grave error. Quote unquote, firstly, a level dat aschia gdola shezach liot me'ama nivchar, mashalo zachu la rov ha'olam. First and foremost, to be privileged, to be part of this beautiful nation, is an incredible bracha. Ashreinu matovcha ken, it's becoming to be a yid. What a bracha. Vimrakit bonema adam azev, a person just thinks about it. Yachola gieli de dimos shel simcha. He could come to tears of joy. That we could say, Asher bachar banu mikol amim, we should be proud and excited about our erlecha chelek. That alone should give us tremendous simcha. V'od, sharei kama anashim, yesh kama dvarim basisim, sharachmano letzlam, chatzirim lekama anashim. Also, practically speaking, many people in the world lack basic functions, basic needs, basic abilities. So we have to be very appreciative that we could see, that we could walk, we could hear. Aval, chutz mizeh, besides this, ha'im rotzeh adam shirak hu yizach lebirchas Hashem v'lo chaverev? What do you want? Only you should be blessed and your surroundings shouldn't? Is that what you're saying? Oh, it'll only be appreciated if only I had it. And I'm the only one. That's what you really want? That you should be blessed, but your friends shouldn't? Adrabba. Suicha mana yoter karza tova zeh, shakarish parachu meiti l'kol b'riyosav. We should have even more appreciation that Hashem has benefited all his surroundings. V'nachshov la'atzmeidu, we should think. Im isha shir yitain $1,000 l'kol echav yachad, if a rich person gave $1,000 to each person. Ha'im lo yismach b'matnaso? Af shagam achirim kiblu et hakesef? If he starts giving out $1,000, will we not be happy even if he just gave to other people? Even if other people had $1,000? Adrabba, makir tovel adam zeh, sha'af she'enu chayiv klum la'af echad, we'd be very appreciative to this person, even though he's not obligated to anybody. Rak nedava libo lasot chesed in mabrios, just because he's a generous spirit, he wants to give $1,000, ma'rabba harachato elav, we'd be so grateful to this person. The fact that other people have blessings shouldn't diminish our karsa tov. We should become more grateful. So this guy starts handing out $1,000 to you and your buddies. I love this guy. He's the man. This guy, celebrate him. He's the champ. So too, l'havdu by Hashem. Hu gam kim enu chayv lanu klum. Hashem's not obligated to us anything. V'ken katuv ha'orchu tzadikim. Everything good that we have is from the great chesed of Hashem. Lo shu roi l'kach, not necessarily that we're roi for it, fitting for it. V'ene kadosh baruch hu meitiv lo b'bnei shu tzarich lo. Hashem doesn't give to us good because he needs to. Ach nedava v'chesed. It's because it's an act of love, an act of giving. So all of our brachos are from a kadosh baruch hu. We have to open up our eyes and really be appreciative of all of them.